半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 153 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,564 on turnover of 5.5 billion NT. The market lost ground again on Monday after failing to sustain early gains as investors reacted to a plunge by tech stocks on Wall Street at the end of last week. Selling set within an hour of the opening bell as tech heavyweights came under pressure to push the market into negative territory, where it remained throughout the rest of the trading day. Hualien County has suspended work and classes today after a magnitude 5.8 earthquake struck earlier this morning. The magnitude 5.8 quake shook large parts of the island at 8:04 a.m. after a series of tremors overnight. Those quakes include two of magnitude 6 and 6.3. Two buildings in Hualien City have partially collapsed and tilted following the overnight quakes. The Full Hotel on Zhongshan Road and the Tongshui Building in Mingli Road in downtown Hualien City both partially collapsed from the quakes. The hotel is currently undergoing renovation, while the unoccupied Tongshui Building had already been marked for demolition following the April 3rd magnitude 7.2 quake. Both buildings have been cordoned off. In international news, a UN report on a review of the World Body's humanitarian organization, UNRWA, has found it has robust frameworks to ensure compliance with humanitarian neutrality. The review of the organization was initiated by the Secretary General following allegations by Israel that several UNRWA staff had been involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel. Jody Jacobs has more.
The comprehensive document containing some 48 pages goes into detail about the organization's neutrality in executing its mandate. It highlighted several concerns, especially with the type of language used in textbooks as well as the vetting of staff. The review was spearheaded by former French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna, and while it did not directly address the allegations that several UNRWA staff were involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel, the report said that Israel had not provided any proof yet. It made several recommendations like reviewing UNRWA's textbooks and how to better vet staff. Israel has said that the report ignores the severe accusations against UNRWA and offers only suggestions for cosmetic reforms. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro met with the head of the International Criminal Court as he faces an ongoing investigation by the tribunal into crimes against humanity for his crackdown on anti-government protests. ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan didn't make any statements following the meeting at the Presidential Palace in Caracas. Khan's fourth visit to Venezuela comes almost 2 months after an appeals panel ruled that the court's investigation could proceed over the objections of Maduro's government. And the European Space Agency has added 5 new members to its astronaut corps. The new astronauts are from France, Belgium, Britain, Switzerland, and Spain. An Australian has also joined them as part of an agreement. They graduated Monday during a ceremony in Cologne, Germany, after completing a year of training. That brings the space agency's astronaut roster up to 11. The newcomers are now eligible for trips to the International Space Station. More than 20,000 people applied for the 5 slots. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.